Hello, welcome to Killer Crawlspace. This is episode 8. This is the number one of the Dexter-inspired crimes. This one's going to be focused on Andrew Conley, a teenager that killed his young brother. And I'll start it out. You know, November 28th, 2009, Andrew Conley killed his 10-year-old brother, Connor, by strangulation. Bear with me. Hopefully I won't cough as bad. But, like I posted today, a little under the weather. But I feel better, though. But Andrew had told investigators he spent 20 minutes choking his brother after they had wrestled. And he also planned to kill his dad. He goes into, like, after... Basically, well, I'll get to that, when he tried to kill his dad. But both parents were at work. He put his brother in a headlock, caused him to pass out, and then he dragged his brother to the kitchen, got a pair of gloves, and began to choke him. I know he says in his confession that he had the gloves on at first, and then he took them off. So, but he likes to have done it for about 20 minutes until he bled from the mouth and nose. He put a plastic bag over his brother's head, put a tape around the neck to secure the bag, and then he pooped him in the basement steps, put him in the trunk of the car. And he drove to the Rising Sun City Park near the elementary school and dumped his body in the wooded area, concealing his body with branches and stuff like that. And then Connor's body was found the next day, which... This is what happened Saturday night, and then Sunday he would have been found. But at first, Andrew said that he went straight there to dump the body. It turns out he didn't. He said he didn't want to make it seem like he was more of a monster than he already was. But he actually drove to his girlfriend's house and spent time there for a few hours. So, he even gave her a sweetheart ring, which might be a promise ring, I believe, yeah. But, she claimed that he had been happy, like, the happiest she's seen him in a while. Because, from everything I've read on him, he seemed kind of like a, he had friends and stuff, but he was kind of a loner and just seemed depressed. But, he left around her house around 11 p.m. I'm not sure exactly how far... from her house to elementary school. So you're looking, just say within half an hour after that, you know, dump the body. But once his parents came home from work, he had told them that Connor was at their grandmother's house, which that was something they would believe. And during Sunday, when he planned to kill his father, he had went to his bedroom twice with a knife, but he did not do it. Hold on, man, I gotta get me a drink of water. And, I think, see, the first time he just stood there, and the second time when he stood there, like, his dad woke up, and I think he had the knife, like, behind his back, so his dad didn't see that, and, yeah, he didn't do it. Sorry, that was something on my phone. Later that day, he ended up saying he met up with two friends and confessed the crime to them, and then he eventually turned himself into the police. So, you know, he done a really bad thing, and then turned himself in. But in this printout, I'm going to read various highlights of it. But the police, the detective that questioned him, asked him if he was using drugs. He said no, and says, is there any reason that you can think of that would make you so out of control to want to do something like this? He's like, I just believe that I'm sick, and it just happened. It sounded like to me for a minute, is it fair to say you lost control of yourself? Yes, I'd say that's fair. And then it goes later on into the interview with him. Have you ever wondered what it felt like to hurt somebody like that? And he's like, I thought about it, doing different things to people. Like what? Just like taking a knife, cutting someone's throat, just beating them to death with my hands, or just, do you feel like you've been influenced by any particular thing you've been looking at, listening to, any type of music or movies, videos, books, anything that's making you feel this way? I've felt this way ever since, like, since the... either the 8th or 9th grade. Might be 8th. And it goes on, have you ever tried to hurt yourself? He said yes. And their recent weight, well, recent incidents. One of them, he actually, when he says how recent, he said, like, earlier that week or month, he had taken a heater and put in the bathtub with him. And it did shock him. His parents knew about it. So, you know, he definitely seemed like a depressed child. Well, should say teenager. But later on, it goes on about what did he do. And he was talking about he woke up. Well, then he said, my bad. I just watched Batman movies on TV. I drove in the town. I got gas. I drove back home. Ate something. Ate popcorn. Watched football with my dad for a while. I drove back into town. I walked around the trail listening to my iPod. Is this the same trail where your brother was? Yes. So you knew he was there. Did you go check on him? No, I was going to. Then I heard a noise, so I thought I'd just go back later. And then I did. I couldn't find him because it seemed like Branson's stuff was different. But then I... Then he... Yeah. And then he goes on to ask, why did you kill him? It doesn't sound good, but it just felt like it, not like I, like I was supposed to or need to. It just felt like it, like in me, it just felt that I had to. I don't know how to word it, but try and help us understand, though. Just like when you, like when you, like when people like have something like a, they're hungry, there's a hamburger sitting there, they know they have to have it, and just, I was just sitting there, and it just happened. Of all the people, why your brother? I think the only reason was because we were wrestling, I was, you know, just that, and so I just did it because it was already pretty much happening. Okay, now going back to his, going back to where his brother is at, after he dumped him. At first, he claims that, like I said, he didn't go back, but he did. He took one of his friends. He just didn't want to let them know that his friend went, so that they wouldn't be like, oh, you know, they saw the body and didn't say nothing. So, yeah, I can understand that, though, not wanting to put somebody else involved when, you know, there's nothing there. But he couldn't, he said he couldn't find him, though, which I found odd, unless he just didn't really want his friend to see the body. I don't know. But in this part I'm going to read, he was asked basically, did he look up anything on the internet and stuff like that. Well, he goes, I do not look it up on the computer, but there's a show with, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called Dexter, and it's on Showtime. It's I Feel Like Kim, because I don't understand why people laugh at something. He's like that. He's a serial killer of like bad people, and I watch that show, I just feel like him. Very, very, you know, I can see that. A lot of people like the show Dexter, and it actually has inspired people, a lot of people to kill, surprisingly. Well, not really surprisingly, because it is about a serial killer. And later on in this part, the detective asked, how'd you feel? How'd you feel once you saw that he was dead? He said, I felt bad because I just killed my brother. I felt tired because it was kind of exhausting. I felt like I didn't know why I just did that. How did you feel why you were doing it? I felt like a horrible person. I just wanted to stop, but I couldn't do anything to stop. I know you don't know what that's like, but it just seems like I was stuck there watching that happen. I couldn't do anything. And then it goes down to, he ever asked if he ever killed any animals. He's like, I tried once, but I didn't do it. What kind of animal? It was a cat. And did you try to kill a cat? Well, how did you try to kill a cat? I grabbed it and taped it like the paws together and laid it down and pulled out a knife, and then I went to do it, and I cut the tape free and let the kitty go. So he, you know, he, I guess, likes cats. But I just kind of wonder how long before that, because they don't really give a date. So I'm kind of wondering how long that goes into before he done that to his brother. Here's a little bit of more detail on how he felt. And, goes, you know, last Christmas I was talking to my dad. I told him that I felt sick, like I was going to hurt someone. He asked me who, and I remember saying this guy in school who's just a real jerk, so to speak. I could use a different word, but he's just doing everything possibly wrong that he could. And I felt just like waiting for him to go into a bathroom, and then I would follow and he would go to pee, and that's what it would just be like. I would come from behind with a knife and slit his throat. So he thought about doing this before. to another guy. Yes, another guy similar in age to you. Uh-huh. So how do you think that relates to what happened with your brother? I'm just sick. I was looking at him. I just started. And I couldn't stop. It just felt like I was watching me do it, but I couldn't do anything. I just felt like I wasn't in control. You know, so basically, yeah, it's like he lost control, couldn't really, I guess you could say he was watching it behind his eyes, but it, like, wasn't him controlling his body, would be the best way I could probably understand what he's saying. It gets a little interesting. Once the brother is found, well, they said the body was not in the same position the whole time why it was out in the woods. They claimed that he was on his stomach and back, and they said it was moved. Andrew claimed, like I said, he didn't find it when he went back out there with his friend. And then it gets more interesting. The police wondered if Connor was sexually assaulted because of evidence found around his anus. He said that he didn't do anything like that to his brother, but then he asked this, which I'll read just now. May I ask a question? Absolutely. I don't know if you're allowed to answer this or not. I'll try, but was a condom used? Well, at this point, I'm not completely sure. Well, why are you asking that? This was two different detectives here. Because if it was, I only have so many condoms. They're in my drawer, and the other one was in my car, and those are the only ones I have. Because my dad had given them to me after his body was already dumped in there, and after his body was done, well, like, he came home at 3 a.m. We were talking, he gave me condoms. We're going to talk about that, motivated to give you condoms. I was talking about how I had sex with my girlfriend before, and he gave me condoms. Where are those condoms at? They're all in. Four of them are in my drawer, and the other one is either in my car or in my little glove thing. Is that something like between the seats or what? Yeah, there's some in there. Like I said, I just, like, which I, you know, fathers will do that when a boy, you know, gets sexually active. But, you know, he's asking if a condom was used. That, was there somebody else that was there? Like, I don't know. It just kind of makes you want. He might not have done nothing, but it just, like, why ask that question? And then your dad just gives him you condoms, supposedly, after all of this, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, which it's possible, since the dad did work night shift. And, at one point, the detective even asked him if, because he changed his story a little bit, first said his brother wanted to wrestle, and then that he wanted to, because, yeah, at first, he said Connor wanted to, and then Andrew said he wanted to wrestle. And they kind of believe that Andrew had sexually assaulted him, whether it be with his male member or an object, then killed him. Andrew still claims he did not sexually assault him. So if he didn't do nothing, like he says he didn't, so was somebody else maybe involved? Which I don't see, you know, him dumping the body. But with the body being moved, though, it's like somebody messed with it afterwards. So whether it be him or somebody else, and either way, it's messed up. Especially if it, like, well, like I said, either way, it's messed up. Because, you know, you just killed your brother. If you go back out and sexually assault him in the woods after he's dead, or if some stranger randomly walks out in the woods and finds a dead boy and sexually assaults him, that's just messed up, too. I don't know. That's just too hard to wrap your mind around, I guess. But you would think, though, I don't know. Like, it just goes back. You would think he would have found the body, though. Like, I guess he was, maybe why he dumped him, you know, he was in a dazed state and just kind of lost track. But I'd hopefully, him and his friend didn't go out there and sexually assault his brother either. But it seems like with the body being moved, because it was something about how something on the body was how they could tell it was moved. You know, it didn't lay in that position. So it's just disturbing to know that somebody went out there and most likely messed with a 10-year-old dead boy. That's sick, very sick. Yeah, the one of the Andrew never really gave a motive. The cops kind of felt the motive was, excuse me, that he was just upset at his brother because he wanted to go to his girlfriend's house and he couldn't, which he said that wasn't the case. He said he watches his brother all the time. It don't matter. You know, he didn't mind to. And that's pretty much the simple gist of it. You know, he ended up going to prison. And, you know, later on, a few things came out of everything. One of the friends, you know, said there was neglect throughout his childhood, that his family basically ignored him, which that kind of goes back to maybe he was jealous of his younger brother. Maybe his younger brother got enough attention, but who knows? You know, he's still, to this day that I know of and have looked up, he's never gave a reason why he killed his brother. And I know one of the things, he ended up saying they did take the Dexter thing kind of out of context with that. Because I know, like, what was it? There was an article. Because he asked about Dexter, like, how the show was going back in this time. Like, you know, I love the show. You know, if I end up going, if I went to prison, you know, after loving the show. Well, it's like with anybody. If you go to prison, when one of your favorite shows are on, you're going to be like, hey, what's going on with it? So, it kind of seems maybe he just lost control and done it. But I'm going to share something with you. I'm probably not going to share all of it. I actually wrote Andrew back in, let me look, July 29th, 2014 is when I got his reply. So, I wrote him probably early July. I wrote him back and he never wrote back. I need to write him back. I actually found out he's into the Magic the Gathering card game I'm into. So I thought that was really cool. But he goes to say, how are you? And he apologized for taking so long. He didn't have any stamps. And I tried sending him one. I think like a prepaid stamped envelope. And he couldn't get it, but he thanked me. And He mentioned about his real dad never being around and that his stepdad didn't treat me. So I'm assuming didn't treat him right. So that's kind of what makes me wonder. So that must have been his stepdad that he was trying to kill. So his dad was never around. His stepdad didn't treat him right. So, yeah. And he talked about he might get in touch with his dad because he had just found out that he had a half-sister. And he just started writing her. He said he around 17, which I'd have been pretty much around all this. And he loves to read. At this time he was reading Stephen King, The Stand, a really good book. And he worked in maintenance and painted and made 25 cents an hour. And that he liked it. He liked to play handball, soccer, and he liked to work out. He still felt bad that he took so long to get back. He said he had 2 tattoos. And someday he may get more. And he does write poetry from time to time. And the prison food totally sucks. And then he mentions that he tried to kill himself last year. So this was in 2013. And he talks about that I have a big scar on my left wrist. And he said his next letter will be longer if I write back. And that he liked my poem. I can't remember which poem. And he said he hoped, you know, take care and hope to hear back, Andrew. And he said, sorry about my chicken scratch handwriting. Thanks for the letter. Really not that bad of handwriting. There's something written on top of it. Or it might just be... No, it's... My thing is just where the bottom part's kind of faded out. He wrote it in pencil. Yeah, I wrote him back and he never responded back, which I need to write him again and talk to him. He was a kid when all this happened. I'm not, you know, feeling sorry for him because he shouldn't have killed his brother. But, you know, it just seems like maybe being ignored and all that just kind of made him accidentally, you know, kick the switch to it and, you know, like, he's, you know, wrestling with his brother. Which, there's a motive. There has to be. But it kind of does point to jealousy, whether it be or not. But I guess that will wrap this episode up. If you'd like, follow me on Facebook, Killer Crossbase. Have a Patreon site if you'd like to donate. And hopefully I'll have the next episode out probably after the holiday, so it'll be probably in January. But Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a Happy New Year's. And I'm sorry it took me a little bit longer. Like I said, I've been sick. One of my kids was sick this past Saturday. And my daughter kind of got sick one day, and then we got this over the weekend, and my wife ended up catching it, and we were sick with the stomach bug the week before that. And so it's just been hectic. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it's not a very long one, but, you know, like I said, the reason I done it, I loved Dexter when it was on. I hated that it ended. And, like I said, there's some killers that said they were inspired by Dexter. And this one, like I said, seemed to be, he says the media took it out, which the media always takes stuff out of context, it seems like that. So, pretty interesting. And I hope you know, kind of makes you wonder and question some of this. Because it made me, like when I read his interview over, it made me kind of, the whole sexual thing kind of like, wait a minute. There's something there. Which maybe, well, I was going to end this episode, but maybe thinking about that, maybe he killed his brother, maybe the stepdad. Well, I don't know if the stepdad might have been Andrew's stepdad. It might have been Connor's real dad, or it could have been Connor's stepdad, too. So I'm not sure. Or it could have been Connor. I can't remember. I don't think I remember seeing anything on it. But what if, I'm not going to accuse the father figure, the stepdad, father, do anything, but maybe somebody was, and maybe Andrew, and it wasn't Andrew, and Andrew, you know, killed him just to try to get him out of that, which is still a messed up thing to do. He should have just, you know, told somebody, hey, I believe something's happening sexually to my brother, and he needs out of this, but, you know, it's hard to tell. But let me know your thoughts on that, and I guess we'll see y'all in episode 9. Thank you for tuning in.